Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 21st, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. A property belonging to the Zimbabwean government is auctioned in South Africa to pay legal costs incurred by white farmers in their bid to get compensation for their farms.
Which is quite a strong message to send out and a strong way of exposing the fact that things are not right in Zimbabwe. Things need to be corrected.
The head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, begins a three-day visit to the United States tomorrow. But what does his flock in Zimbabwe think?
Let me take this opportunity to put the record straight. There is absolutely no issue of talks taking place between the MDC, led by President Morgan Tsvangirai, and the ZANU-PF, aimed at forming a so-called GNU-2.
And reports about a negotiation between the ruling ZANU-PF and the two Movement for Democratic Change parties led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and Professor Wolfman Ncube about a possible government of national unity is getting mixed reactions from the parties. A property belonging to the Zimbabwean government was auctioned in Cape Town, South Africa today to pay for legal costs incurred by white farmers in their bid to get compensation for their farms that were forcibly taken by the government during the land reform program that began in 2000. AfriForum, a South African-based human rights group, says the sale is a result of the organization's success in assisting dispossessed Zimbabwean commercial farmers to enforce a 2008 ruling by the SADC tribunal, which found that the appropriation of the farmers' land without compensation was unlawful, racist, and in contravention of international law. Benedict Nhlapo reports from Johannesburg.
After a number of expressions of interest from some buyers, Deputy Sheriff of the Wynberg North Court, Mone Fanda Fainfa, brought the hammer down and sold the house to Arthur Tsimitakopoulos for just over 3.7 million rands. AfriForum said the Zimbabwean government had tried to stop the auction by offering to pay the legal costs incurred by the farmers in taking this case to different courts. However, the sale went on when Zimbabwe failed to make the payment. This is the first time in the history of Africa that a country's property is sold to compensate those affected by its alleged human rights abuses. AfriForum legal representative advocate Willie Spice said the sale of the Zimbabwean property at number 28 Sawsbill Road, Kenilworth, Cape Town, was a strong warning to countries perpetrating human rights abuses that they could still be prosecuted using the courts of neighboring countries.
What we have now is an international human rights ruling that's been enforced against the perpetrator, which is quite a strong message to send out and a strong way of exposing the fact that things are not right in Zimbabwe, things need to be corrected, and that what has happened so far was illegal and had to be rectified.
In 2008, white farmers whose farms were expropriated without compensation during land invasion in Zimbabwe approached the SADC tribunal to seek recourse. The tribunal ruled that Zimbabwe's land reform program was illegal, racist, and violated the international law. It ordered that the farmers be compensated. The Zimbabwean government ignored the ruling, forcing AfriForum to take the case to the Supreme Court, which affirmed the tribunal's decision. The Zimbabwean government then took the case to the Constitutional Court, which also affirmed the tribunal's ruling and ordered Zimbabwe to pay the legal costs incurred by farmers through AfriForum. Zimbabwe's failure to pay the legal costs compelled AfriForum to attach this property, resulting in today's auction. A German bank, KfW, will get a share from the sale after it also successfully sought the attachment of the same property. The bank is owed millions by the Zimbabwean government on money borrowed to bail out the troubled Zimbabwe Iron and Steel Company. But Spies said the most important thing for his organization is the victory for human rights, not the money involved.
The important thing is the fact that the property is being sold and the fact that a statement is made that a country that is guilty of human rights abuses are being punished in this manner.
He said the next step now is to get an international court to determine the amount that should be paid by the Zimbabwean government to compensate the farmers' expropriated farms. At the height of land invasions in Zimbabwe, several white farmers were killed, abducted, beaten, and asked to vacate their farms empty-handed. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo.
Thank you, Benedict. Blessing Zulu reached out to Zimbabwe's ambassador in South Africa, Mr. Isaac Moyo, who had this to say.
Well, yes, I have also been advised that the property, which is a house, which was occupied by one of our officers, has been auctioned. As to my response, very disappointed indeed, because this auction comes after we made payment and the people who auctioned that property knew that they had been paid.
So will you be seeking legal recourse since you are saying there was a payment that had been made?
We definitely will respond to this. As to what the nature of that response, I cannot say at this moment, but we will respond.
That was Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, Isaac Moyo, speaking to Studio 7 from Johannesburg.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.